In those days, John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones, ascribe to the Lord glory and might. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord echoes over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is filled with majesty. The voice of the Lord shatters the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord batters the oaks and strips the forest bare, while in his temple all cry out, "Glory!" The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. May the Lord grant strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. John the Baptist stood at the threshold between the Old Covenant and the New, at once preparing the way of the Lord by calling us to repentance, and when the time for Christ's ministry had come, announcing, "Behold, the Lamb of God," and baptizing him. In the baptism of Jesus, the Trinity is manifested. Christ, the Son of God made man, the Father's one perfect and unsurpassable word, goes down into the waters to sanctify them, and comes out to meet the Spirit descending upon him like a dove, and the Father's voice echoing over the waters, "This is my beloved Son." Even now, the Father's voice echoes whenever someone is baptized and comes out of the waters as a child of God. Let each of us, children of God, be open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit and, responding to the universal call to holiness, sanctify our daily lives, ever attentive to the mighty voice of the Lord, and like John, be voices crying out in the wilderness, urging the world to behold the Lamb of God. Let us pray. O Saint John the Baptist, help us to be docile instruments of the Holy Spirit. Increase in us a fervent longing to be saints. Assist us in our path to holiness. And if we lose ourselves in the wilderness, let us find you pointing us back to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome your deeds. Let all